This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. With aesthetic dentistry, an $18 billion industry and growing globally, many people want a megawatt celebrity smile. However, Dr. Charles Sutera, FAGD, an aesthetic dental expert, explains why personality, good dental care, and uniqueness are the key to a winning visage in today's Me Too world. And Dr. Sutera, great to have you back with us here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It certainly is our pleasure. Now, I understand aesthetic dentistry, like we mentioned, is an $18 billion global industry and growing at that. Why are we seeing such a rising interest in this type of dental care today?
Oh, great question. But I think people are starting to realize the value of a smile. We now know how important our expressions are and how health affects our psychology. I mean, I consider the smile the gatekeeper of our confidence. Studies show that people that smile more frequently generally manifest more confidence. So I use celebrities as a common example because most people can easily relate. And you look at someone like Bradley Cooper. Early in his career, he played very small roles that, you know, the characters weren't very confident people. They smiled less, and he generally played a darker type of character. And then you see him in a role like The Hangover in 2009. He plays a character with extraordinary confidence and a charming smile, and he smiles way more in that movie. And that's when he really became a leading man. And I think the smile had a huge impact on that. Smile has a huge impact on how we perceive ourselves and how others perceive us. And mostly it can affect our career and our confidence and breed success in ways that, you know, just kind of manifest through our confidence of how we perceive ourselves.
Certainly quite interesting, and your example is right on. Good stuff there. And tell us also, are there health benefits to a better smile?
Well, I've never seen an unhealthy smile that looks incredible. You know, it's usually the beautiful smiles are paired with health. And, you know, there's huge health benefits to improving your smile. I think one of the biggest things is gum health. So gum health is a much more important principle than many people tend to think. You know, recent studies have shown periodontal disease, which is also called gum disease, has links to some pretty serious and dangerous health effects. Many people wouldn't expect, you know, studies to show gum disease is linked to things like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's, but that's what the research is showing. They're showing a link that, you know, gum disease and Parkinson's as well as Alzheimer's are showing a direct correlation. We don't really fully understand it yet, but that's pretty serious stuff that, you know, just from your smile and the health of your smile, it can affect some pretty serious things later in life. There's a study out in Harvard that was conducted that shows people with gum disease are 2 to 3 times more at risk of having a heart attack, stroke, or other serious cardiovascular events. And that's stuff that, you know, we hadn't really thought of, you know, decades ago. It's more recent research that's pretty serious that we hadn't really realized even existed until very recently. So taking care of your gums is really important investment in your overall health that people are becoming more and more aware of.
I got to tell you, that's certainly some eye-opening information. I'm sure you've definitely grabbed the attention of the audience with some of those details there. Now, also tell us, with social media and the spotlight on celebrities more and more, is there a perspective you'd like to share on the pressure to have a perfect smile?
It's huge pressure. You know, I read a study that 48% of people have untagged a photo on Facebook or Instagram because they didn't like the way the smile looked. That's a lot of people that, you know, a little bit embarrassed or bashful about their smile that, you know, may or may not be justified, but it's something that can be improved. You know, I consider the smile the focal point of the face. So it's one of the first things people see when they interact with each other. When we think of celebrities, though, it's this false belief. There's this belief that many people feel that celebrities have these flawless smiles. They're perfect in every way. And that's not really the case. You know, beauty is not so much about perfection as it is about harmony. When you look at a lot of the celebrities, a lot of them have asymmetric features. And it's not about, you know, the asymmetries on their own. It's how the whole face harmonizes together. So, for instance, you know, a smile is a great neutralizer of the face. There's an asymmetry of the nose, you know, the smile can help to counterbalance that. So, you know, you might, on their own, the features of the face might have asymmetries, but when they come together, it creates a beautiful picture, even if individually the features aren't as perfect as one may think. It's about harmony of the overall face, and that affects, you know, how we perceive beauty. So another thing that we always talk about, you know, in dentistry is how aging affects it. So something that we're all trying to avoid and something that celebrities do to help kind of beat aging is control the way their smile looks. You know, if you look at someone like Simon Cowell, he's someone that over the past 10, 20 years hasn't really aged a whole lot. And a big part of it is he's maintained his smile, and his smile always looks kind of timeless. You know, it looks like someone that he could be 20 years old, it could be 30 years old, it could be any real age based on if you only looked at his smile. So that helps to kind of diffuse age and almost cheat the process of aging. Makes people look a lot more youthful than they may look otherwise.
Certainly appreciate your input there, and that means a lot coming from you today. We're speaking with Dr. Charles Sutera, the founder of Aesthetic Smile Reconstruction, a leader in delivering advanced multidisciplinary dentistry here on eHealth Radio's Cosmetic Dentistry and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, also, Dr. Sutera, what are the key dental care steps people should take to ensure both good health and a better smile?
Great question. So I know we talked a lot about beauty, but the underlying beauty is always health. Health is beautiful. So a big part of cosmetic dentistry going forward, I think, is definitely focused on blending beauty as well as function. So function matters. I see so many people that have these beautiful smiles. Everything's perfectly aligned, you know, great color. But, you know, they have headaches, they have soreness, they clench and grind their teeth, and it creates a lot of different issues that, you know, just beautiful teeth on their own aren't necessarily great for function. So I think going forward in dentistry, we're going to place a lot of focus on, you know, creating a beautiful smile that also fits within the confines of the structure of the patient's face and how the jaw is open and closed, and pay a little extra caution and attention to that, because we're seeing TMJ issues on the rise now. And I think a big part of that is, you know, people are tinkering with their smile on their own. You know, maybe over the years that they've had dentistry done, that there's things start to change the way things are functioning. And now dentists are really starting to pay attention to, you know, all the changes we make in the man-made world, how that affects, you know, human nature and the function of the whole complex of the jaw. So that's something that dentistry is really focusing on now.
Also, another question for you. I noticed that you have the designation FAGD after your name. Can you explain what that is as part of your overall background?
Of course. So it's a good principle to understand. You know, many patients don't understand how to select a really great dentist, that's a professional, that's an expert in the field. And I think it comes down to how we learn after dental school. So, you know, there's this old cliche that, you know, you always want the doctor in the top of your class. And that's partially true because, you know, I graduated on the top of my class, but if I had only learned what I learned in dental school and never progressed, I'd be pretty mediocre. So it really only matters to a certain degree. It's how we grow and learn throughout our entire career that starts to separate, you know, the good from the great. You know, so what we have out there is the different accreditation associations. One of them is called the Academy of General Dentistry, and they do a fellowship program. It's called Fellowship of Academy of General Dentistry. And what that does is kind of verifies that the professional, you know, is continuing their education and maintaining certain standards that are above, you know, what the industry average is. That's a good way for a patient to understand that, you know, they're seeing someone that's verified as continuing their education and staying up to date with the most cutting-edge techniques. And, you know, it's just a cut above the rest.
Dr. Sutera, really good to have had you back with us. Some super information today per your expertise, and I can't thank you enough for what you do in this space as well. If listeners wanted to get more information on your practice or to be in touch accordingly, where's the best place online to get further information?
Either Facebook or my website. Facebook is at Aesthetic Smile Reconstruction, and the website is aestheticsmilereconstruction.com.
And that certainly works, and we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast accordingly. Again, Dr. Sutera, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Charles Sutera, the founder of Aesthetic Smile Reconstruction, who is a leader in delivering advanced multidisciplinary dentistry. And for all the details, visit aestheticsmilereconstruction.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.